Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Why Me Diabetes. This is Ruth, your hostess, and just want to say I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day and that you did something for someone, even if it wasn't your mother, if it was your aunt, your sister, or your great aunt, but you showed some love and respect for the women that are in your life. Also, we got another holiday coming up, which is Memorial Day, so we'll get ready for that. But a little bit later on, I'm going to see if the dietitian can give us some recipes that we might want to do for Memorial Day. Today, we're going to cover that hot topic of diphtheria and how does it affect diabetics. First of all, are you doing your diabetic exercise by watching your favorite soap operas? My favorite soap operas for me to do exercise is The Young and the Restless and The Bold and the Beautiful. I can sit and watch these two programs, and I can reach for the sky as high as I want to reach. Then I can still be sitting and watching them. I can do like a row in a boat, and after I do about 20 or 30 of them, and then I do it the opposite direction. One way is backwards and one way is forward, and I'm still doing some arm exercises, so you don't want that muscle atrophy in your upper lip. And while I'm still sitting at the dining room table or on my bed, I can do some sitting down marching. And I can do 30 of them on both legs. And you just go as high as you can, pull your knees up as high as you can, and you can do 30 of them. And lastly, well, next to last, you can reach down and touch your toes or your ankle, and you can do 20 to 30 of them. And lastly, you can do that boxing like you were up in that boxing ring this other week when the two guys were boxing for all the millions of dollars. And you just jab, 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 and go as fast as you can so you get your heart rate up. One of the things that Why Me Diabetes wanted to implement and my board of directors, I want them to always, and the other members of Why Me Diabetes, is to implement education as the first E of Why Me Diabetes. The more you're educated about diabetes, the better off that you are and your healthcare workers and your family members that are associated around you. And today, talking about diphtheria is in the education mode, but also remember, eating plays an important part also. This weekend was Mother's Day. Did you eat in moderation, or did you go overboard? I ate in moderation. I had some collard greens and a little piece of cornbread and a small piece of fried fish in moderation. And that's what we have to do. You can eat a regular diet, but do it in moderation. Now, just before that, we were talking about the exercising that you can do sitting down, watching TV. Because a lot of times we cannot make it to the gym. And we can do these twice a day, early in the morning and late at evening, and still prevent that muscle atrophy. The best exercise, if you can walk, the weather is ideal in some places, is to walk and do some water aerobics. And those are the good exercise that you can do. And before we go into diphtheria, I want to let you know, in California, the Central Valley, that we're going to be there. Why Me Diabetes on June the 20th. And we're going to be at the Butt Gatson Middle School doing blood pressure screening. and maybe some glucose monitoring. I know that there are other health groups that are there doing health monitoring. I have committed the Why Me Diabetes to do blood pressures. And we hope to see you out there June the 20th from 12 to 7 p.m. at the Gadsden Middle School, right there on Church and Martin Luther King Boulevard. And the Why Me Diabetes will be out in California on that day. Hope to see you. Come look us up. We'll either be in the gym or the auditorium. But the banner will be there with Say Why Me Diabetes. And we're hoping to look forward to seeing you if you live in the Central Valley of California. So you know what the Central Valley details. Okay, let's go into this hot controversy that's going around the United States about the ice cream company that is living with diphtheria. Now, how does diphtheria get into the United States when all children are supposed to be vaccinated before they go to preschool, kindergarten, or regular school? How did this happen? What did they not do is the question that I've been asking my friends and associates that in the medical field. And they're baffled also. How did diphtheria get in? How did diphtheria get so bad that the entire plant got to be shut down? How did it happen? And a couple of things that we talked about, one of my nursing buddies that was it in the milk? Was it in the egg? Was it in the water? Or did they not clean the equipment properly? We don't know, and this company is not saying. But if you work in the medical field, there's a couple of questions that you're asking yourself. How did diphtheria get in the United States? Now, we do know that in third world, that diphtheria and all the other childhood diseases are on rampage. On the rampage because they do not require immunization. So my question still is, how did it happen? And to cause, I believe, 2 to 3 people to die. We will go over the body parts that affect and different things that it affects. So if you have eaten some ice cream or something from this company, later on, you want to be monitoring yourself. But I still, and the lady I was talking to, we've both been in nursing for over 30 years. That means with her 30 and my 30, that's 60 years of nursing, and we couldn't figure it out. We thought about the water. Was the water in the ground contaminated when the chicken or the cows ate the grass with the water in the ground that contaminated the grass? Or was the water sent through the piping system and all these plants in the United States at a low pressure where it couldn't get rid of the bacteria? Or they didn't clean it at the rate to get rid of bacteria? Was the equipment not cleaned properly? Did the handlers use the gloves every time they touch a chicken? Did they change the glove? What did they did not do to cause diphtheria? Diphtheria is a respiratory disease. And how does that affect diabetics? Very simple. Very simple. If you can't breathe, you have lung problems if you can't, or you have death if you can't breathe. The end result is death if you can't breathe. So diphtheria is a very concern. The good thing is far, only two or three people has died, where it could have been much more, for this plant to close all of their ice cream buildings. I will admit, it was some good ice cream. It was, top of the line. I didn't care if it cost $7 a half a gallon. I didn't care. It was that good. But what did they do wrong? This is why infection control is so important in every aspect of the client. Every aspect. You need to change those gloves. If you are dealing with the hair, and you're scalping the head or whatever, and you get through, throw that glove away before you go to another part of the body. You're bathing the upper part of the body, and you get through, you dry the body off, throw the gloves away when you go to the private parts of the body and the legs and the feet. You may use 4 or 5 gloves, but you're being safe for your client. Were they negligent or they didn't care? What did this company that made the ice cream not do? And no one is given answers. Okay, now that you know that diphtheria is a respiratory, what does that parts of the body? That's your throat, your larynx, your pharynx, your trachea, your lungs, your heart. And I know you're saying, why your heart? We'll get into that in a minute. But the larynx, the trachea, and the pharynx, all of that are right there in your throat. And diphtheria affects the throat, the mucous membrane, the lining of your throat, cuts off the air passage so you can't breathe. And we all know when you can't breathe, we know what happens. This is what diphtheria affects. This is why. If you are having some kind of problems with your throat, swallowing, or coughing up a lot of mucus, or difficulty in swallowing, you need to go to the doctor and be checked out before it gets too late. You need to go to an ENT, an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Your medical doctor can refer you to an ENT so that they can check you out to make sure that you're okay. It also affects when we talk about the larynx, the pharynx, and the trachea, all part of the voice box also is in there, too. Now, what are the signs and symptoms that most of us as diabetics really need to watch out for? Anytime, whether you're a diabetic or asthmatic or arthritis or Alzheimer's, any kind of disease that you develop, and you develop a high fever, you got a problem. And this is what happened with diphtheria. It causes your temperature to rise. I'm not talking about 99.8. I'm talking like 102.6. And it stays like that. You need to get to a doctor. You need to get somebody to take you to emergency and let them know how long you've been running a high temperature. Another high temperature would be 101. 101 to 102 to 103 is damaging and it's high. And you need to get it down as soon as possible. If you take it and make sure that when you take in that temperature, but you did run it under hot water and you get a false reading. You want to rinse it under some cool water so that you don't get a false reading. And remember, when you're taking the temperature in the armpit, it's going to be lower than if you take it in the mouth. So that's another factor that you need to be aware of when you're taking the temperature. You have a high temperature like that, no matter what your illness is, you need to be seen in emergency right away. And that's when you need the 911 or somebody to take you right away, especially if you take it, say, at 8 o'clock in the morning, which it should not be that high, it should be low, and you take it again at 10, 2 hours, and it's still, it's time to go. It's time to go. Because a high elevation temperature can cause brain damage. So if it's twice, write it down what it is. You can even take a thermometer if you want to, so that medical staff at the hospital can see what you were using and get that person to emergency so they can get checked out, because you don't want to run a 101, a 102 temperature very long. So that's one of the side effects if you have diphtheria, is the high fever. Now, if you're an old school nurse, you know how to break that high fever. You know to get those wash cloths, put them in the armpit and on the forehead and in the groin. That will break a fever. But you don't want to do that very often. And when you do that and the fever comes down, you still got to take the temperature to make sure that it's okay. And remember, 98.6 is normal. A low-grade fever would be 99. And you want to still stay on top of it. The other side effect, you can't breathe. That's a major. You know, when you are chewing food and it gets stuck, what's the first thing you grab? Your throat. Well, when you're developing diphtheria, you can't breathe. The passage is clogged some kind of way. And you're gasping for air. And if that's the case, CPR most likely is not going to help, because there's nothing, no food dislodged in your throat. Get that person, call 911, get an ambulance out there and get that person to the emergency. And you go with them to help explain, because the person is not going to be able to talk. They're gasping for air already. So you got to be the voice of that person that is gasping for air. And that is why the mucous membranes got to stay intact at all times. And then if they have the breathing, we already know that they need to be on some oxygen or something, or get that passage, you know, clear. The other side effect, which affects diabetics also, is the rapid heartbeat. One of the side effects of diabetes is the cardiovascular system. So that's where the rapid heartbeat comes in, the cardiovascular system. And if you know your heart rate, my heart rate is between 80 and 84. That's in the normal range. But if my heartbeat jumps up to 96, what is going on with me? Am I frightened of something? Or is there a blockage or something? This is something that you and your caregiver need to know. What is my heart rate? So that when you are in emergency or someone is taking care of you, they know what your normal heart rate is. And it's called tachycardia. a fast heart rate is called tachycardia. A low heart rate is called bradycardia. Just a little education for you so you can be informed. When the doctor is talking to the nurse, Mrs. Jones is in tachycardia, fast heartbeat. Mr. Jones is in bradycardia, low heartbeat. We always try to give you some words that the medical staff in the emergency and up on the ward talk. Not only do they talk it, it's written that way, because once you have learned all those words, you've got to practice what you use. You can know the lay term, but other health professionals are going to write, the doctor is going to write in those medical terms. So as a caregiver, you need to know that my patient is in a rapid heartbeat. This is what it is. And let them know that on a normal base, they're not this fast. Let them know that. That's important for the other healthcare professionals to know that on a normal day, they do not run 90 or 100 or 120. Now, also, you get a fast heart rate if you get frightened. Now, if you can't breathe, you aren't going to most likely have a high heart rate because you're panicking and you're thinking this is it. So you got to explain to the medical staff that they don't normally have 120 or 122 heart rate, that they are frightened. And let them know what you may feel that is frightening them, because they can't breathe. And that's a bad feeling when you can't breathe. So this would cause, I know it would cause me to have a rapid heart rate. But those are the signs and symptoms of diphtheria. The respiratory distress, the cardiac distress, and being just plain right, and the inability to swallow because the mucous membrane is not functioning. It's a lining in your throat so that when you eat food, it can go down to the esophagus without causing any problems. And sometimes when you eat too fast and you don't chew it up, you get a little bulge. And that's the purpose of the lining, so that bulge doesn't clog. You take a sip of water or something, then it moves it on down. That's so that you don't clog or stop the esophagus or the trachea. And you don't cut off your windpipe. All of these parts plays an important role in everyday life for everyone, whether you are diabetic or not. Being a diabetic, you're more at risk because you are going to display all of those signs and symptoms one way or another. So you want to stay on top of your game. As the caregiver, you want to stay on top. You want to know when something is different. If you are the spouse taking care of your loved one, you want to stay on top of that game too, so that when something different takes place, you'll know it. Do you know what the universal sign for choking is? Just real simple. People will grasp their hand around the lower part of their neck. That is the universal sign for I am choking or I can't breathe, one to the other. And it's not because somebody is trying to massage it on down. It's that it's just a normal reflex to grab your throat at the lower base of your throat. It's just a natural reflex when you're thinking that I can't breathe. And be on the lookout for that. When a person can't breathe, they're going to grab the lower base of their throat. And some people will start, when they can't breathe, they start turning different colors. Another thing to watch out for. But as a caregiver, we want to educate you on respiratory disorders, and diphtheria is in the news, so I thought this would be a good time to let you know what's going on in this country about the ice cream factory. You can always go to Facebook and Twitter, Why Me Diabetes, and find us on there and follow us on that. Or you can go to whymediabetes.org, follow us on that. Or you can on Tuesday and Thursday, Blog Talk Radio, follow us on that. Or you can call us at 281-826-9152. Again, 281-826-9152. There are all kinds of ways that you can keep in touch with Why Me Diabetes. It's that we are out there trying to make a difference for people of color about this long-term chronic disease. And when I say people of color, I'm speaking of Asian, Blacks, and Hispanic are more likely to develop diabetes than other races. Now, Native American Indians, they can be diabetics also. Caucasians, they can also. But the three that I just mentioned, Asians, Blacks, and Hispanic, we are more prone to diabetes because of our diet and lack of exercise. The education comes down the road. Once some are diagnosed with diabetes, they change their whole lifestyle. And all of us, at times, need encouragement to do the right thing for our illness. All of us. And that's why we need to keep those doctor's appointments, know those lab values, and understand what the lab values mean. Understand what the medication means. It doesn't mean that when I feel better, I stop taking it. It means that you take it until the doctor says, this is not working. And you will know, too, if it's not working. If the medication is not making you feeling any better, then you need to say, hey, Dr. So-and-so, I've been taking this for a month, and I don't feel any better. If anything, I feel worse. So that is your awareness of this medication is not working. I hope today that you learned something about diphtheria, that you can be on the lookout for loved ones that consumed ice cream for this company and ask the question, what did this company do wrong where they have to close all of their plants? All. And I want to take time to thank Y-O-U. You're very important to me, and I just try to make a difference in your life every Tuesday and Thursday. And I want to thank my three grandchildren that are with me, Reese, Sierra, and Kira, for they keep their Nana on the right path. And I want to thank also Jumpstart Media. She has been with me from day one, and I just thank all of you that we care about you as a human being. We care about you as if you were my mother. We care about you if you were the lady next door that always of the kids. Like I said, we love you, we care about you, and we want you to enjoy your life. And we will talk to you on Thursday. You have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. And thank you for listening to Why Me Diabetes. Bye-bye.